This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 22nd. God's word to you today is countercultural. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 62, verse 11, and it says, God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Prayer is countercultural. In our culture, we like action and we like control. But prayer gives control to God, and prayer demands dependence on God. The more dependent on God you are in prayer, the more effective you are in prayer. But we always want to control. We want to control our family, our spouses, our children, our nation, our business, our career, and definitely have control over our money. But when you pray, you are ceding control to another, and sometimes that makes us uncomfortable. In our minds, we are wondering, when is God going to do this? Because I could have done it myself. In Daniel 9, verses 3 to 19, please read. Daniel's prayer teaches us so much about God. Firstly, God's word is dependable. It is not only God's blessings that are dependable. So we need to be careful, because when you say God is faithful, you must realize that God is faithful to his word. But most times, we only want him to be faithful to the blessings. We do not want God to be faithful to the chastisement. But Daniel is saying to God, you are faithful even to chastise. Daniel 9 verse 4 says, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands. Daniel was saying that God is dependable. The reason Daniel was able to do what he did, pray the prayers he prayed, was because Daniel knew without a shadow of doubt that God was and is dependable. Do believers need to confess their sins, since we believe Jesus paid the full price of all our sins, past, present, and future? What happens if we do not? You probably have heard teachings that suggest that since all your sins are taken care of, you do not need to confess sin anymore. That when you confess your sins, you are actually reminding God, you can just keep doing wrong. Do not worry, because your sins, past, present, and future are forgiven. Read what God's word says. Know the truth for yourself. Read Psalm 32, verses 3 to 7, and 1 John 1, verse 5, all the way to chapter 2, verse 2. It is clear from scripture that if we do not confess our sin, we make God a liar. We are not in the light, but actually in darkness. We burn up all day, and we invite God's wrath and judgment. People like to quote, you are my hiding place, you protect me from trouble, you surround me with songs of deliverance. In fact, there is a song about it. Great. But please read the preceding verses. It is, confess your sin before God, ask for forgiveness from God, then you will be filled with joy. Let us pray. Our prayer today is based on Psalm 51, verses 1 and 2. Father, have mercy on me because of your unfailing love and your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.